This is an ABC podcast.
Chloe Atkinson and Elodie O'Sullivan are two of the nine Australian women who have been drafted to take place in the new Women's Professional Baseball League in America. It's the first time in more than 70 years the United States have had a professional women's league, which is remarkable to think about considering it is often referred to as America's greatest pastime. The movie made famous back in the day called A League of Their Own was based around the last time they had a professional women's league. And many in America are calling this A League of Their Own Episode 2. Nine Australians, as I mentioned, taken in the inaugural draft in November. I was lucky enough to catch up with two of them, West Australia's Elodie O'Sullivan and Chloe Atkinson, after they were selected by New York and LA respectively. And I asked them what it was like to be part of such a historic moment in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited, and obviously every girl in Australia and the world is just super excited for this to happen. Definitely big steps and heaps to come for sure.
I need to ask, have you seen A League of Their Own, Elodie?
Of course, yeah. Know that movie like the back of my hand.
I read some of the women who've been drafted a couple of weeks ago in the draft, and some of them recalled watching it in the cinemas or watching it when they were younger and kind of getting inspired by it. But outside of a few leagues around the world, there hasn't been a great pathway in professional baseball for women. How big a step is it to have this league starting up next year?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's really exciting to take the next step to a professional league around the world. Our sport is fully self-funded. You know, I've been at this for a long time. Nearly 20 years I've been at this, and it's been fully self-funded. So it's super exciting to think that, you know, the next players that are coming after me have the opportunity to play baseball at a professional level. I know me personally, I'm super passionate about females playing sport and women being involved in sport, and the prospect of another pathway for girls to be involved in sport is super exciting.
Yeah, we've seen the growth across a number of sports. We see how well cricket is going, certainly with the women's Big Bash and the international cricket with women, and how that's fed down to grassroots. We've seen the AFLW and NRLW and their growth, and of course the popularity that's blown up with women's college basketball and professional basketball with the WNBA, and the amount of interest and growth that's been in women's sport. You're at different stages of your journey. There's an age gap between you. Chloe, you're 18.
18, yeah.
And Elodie, 31, 32?
32, yeah.
You're 32, so different stages of your journey. I guess for you, Elodie, as you mentioned, you've played, you know, most of your baseball career without having, you know, amazing pathways into the professional league and this full-time level of baseball that we're hoping will come in the future. And Chloe, you're potentially going to play the majority of your career where these opportunities are available. I mean, how exciting is it for you to see a future ahead, given you're only 18 and there's so long left in this sport for you?
Yeah, it's pretty great to think about. But obviously, I've just got people like Elodie to thank that kept baseball going, and obviously all the girls in America that kept baseball going with no, like, it leading nowhere, and they just kept at it, and now we've finally got something. So definitely really cool to think about the rest of my life.
And not just the fact you get to play baseball against some of the best players in the world in the women's game, but drafted to LA, Elodie, which is very exciting, alongside two fellow West Australians. I said nine Aussies in total, four from WA, where you're both based, but two other fellow West Aussies. It must be exciting, firstly, to represent LA, I mean, which is a city which is so steeped in baseball history, but sporting history as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was pretty exciting when I heard that, you know, I had two fellow West Aussies with me at LA. It'll be nice to have some familiar faces, and super exciting to be going to LA. You know, we just saw the Dodgers win the World Series. They've got absolute superstars. You know, baseball in LA is buzzing at the moment, and it's really cool to think that, you know, we could be a big part of that.
And Chloe, you weren't alone. You've got two other fellow Australian teammates joining you, representing New York. None of the West Aussies. You're the only one of the WA contingent that didn't end up in LA. But firstly, exciting to represent New York. But also, you got a little close link to Elodie, I believe.
Yeah. Her sister's on my team, so that's going to be really fun. I haven't really played baseball with her sister at all. I went to Japan with them. But yeah, met her there, and then yeah, and then Maddie Irwin is also playing for New York. She's from New South Wales also, so they're two from New South Wales together, so that's good. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Speaking to Chloe Atkinson and Elodie O'Sullivan, who have been drafted into Women's Pro Baseball League in America, the first professional baseball league the US have had since 1954. Talk me through the process, because I've done a bit of research on this league. It's all happened, as much as it's been a slow build-up, it's all pretty quick fire and everything's kind of got underway very quickly with the draft. But talk me through the process of applying and making yourself available, because it didn't seem like, it's not the same process to applying to like an AFLW draft, is it?
No. So essentially, yeah, they launched the league pretty much on Instagram and through a website. So that's where we got a lot of our information from. And it was a bit of a step process of, you know, nominate for the draft, which there was around 600 players that initially nominated. They did hold an open trial in the US, of which Chloe and I both were unable to attend. I was in Japan during the time pursuing an opportunity over there playing. So we were lucky enough to be able to send in a video submission, which was reviewed. As part of that video submission, And from the open trial, they selected 150 players to be part of the inaugural draft pool, and ultimately 120 players were drafted to the four teams, so 30 players per team.
So only 120 across the world end up making it to a team. How did you find out about it? So there was a live stream of the draft. It was done in kind of segments. There was players all over the place where they were watching it from. Where did you both watch? Chloe first, I guess. How did you find out?
Well, I found out while watching the live stream, yeah. And I watched it on YouTube, which was about like 6 minutes behind all the other live streams. So other people found out before I did. But yeah, I was just at home with my family in the living room, surrounded by everyone that I love, yeah.
And Elodie, how did you watch the stream as well?
I did, yeah. I was a bit more low-key, though. I was actually working from home that day. We had a bit of a busy week at work. So, yeah, I was a bit low-key, worked from home that day and, you know, took a bit of an early lunch break to watch the live stream and found out that way. And obviously FaceTimed my family over in the eastern states to, yeah, as my sister got drafted to New York, as we already spoke about.
What was the reaction like, I guess, when you see your name? It's, like I said, it's so new. There's players from all around the world. But did you have, like, indication where you would go? Or was it really like, look, we've put ourselves out there through what we've applied or given through an application into this draft, and it's almost like a talent search the way it's worked? Did you have conversations with LA or New York, and did you know any indication where you were going?
Nah, no idea. Not really any information. Like, all we knew was when the draft was and when we needed to watch it. Yeah.
And what was the reaction like in your household, I guess, Chloe? I mean, Elodie was working, so I'm assuming she would have had to... I'm assuming, Elodie, you would have had to kind of say to a few people, yeah, sorry, I'm a bit distracted. I just got drafted to the baseball league in the US, which would be an unusual thing to say. But, Chloe, what was your reaction?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was just surprised. Like, my jaw was just on the floor. I didn't really know what to do or say, but Mum just came up and hugged me, and that was kind of that. My best friend was next to me, and, yeah, it was great.
So it's in August. It's a first step, really. It's a big step getting this league back for America, and it's great to see so many Australians involved in it, but it's still in its infancy. So do you know what to expect when August rolls around, or July?
Yeah, nah, not really. Hey, we don't know much information on it, but we just know all the prep that needs to go into tournaments and stuff. We've played a lot of tournament ball before, and this is obviously huge and a huge opportunity, so we're just going to be ready. But yeah, so we'll have a bunch of tournaments leading up to it as well, like with the Women's Nationals in Australia here, and then training and stuff for hopefully the World Cup. That will all come through as well. So yeah.
Yeah, and you've obviously been playing for a long time. You a little bit longer, Elodie, so you've been through the preparation for tournaments and stuff, but it's a 7-week season from 4 weeks of a regular season. It's got an all-star week kind of after that, and then 2 weeks of playoffs, which is really, really exciting. Going to be played in kind of one hub in Springfield, Illinois, it sounds like, as well, to get all the teams there, which it's a really exciting concept. And from what I read, and it should all come to fruition, but the league is going to take care of the players quite well with accommodation and visas and all that kind of stuff. Are you going to train together a little bit? I know you're technically competing against each other and you're playing for different teams. I know you're playing for representative teams here together, potentially, but when it gets closer to the date and you've got to do a little bit of your own preparation before you head over, will there be the girls getting together, whether it's the West Australians or everyone from around the country?
Yeah, I think definitely at least the West Australians will get together. Yeah, we'll see what happens around the country with the other players as well. It's always challenging, you know, being pretty well still self-funded as a sport as well. But we know that the West Aussies will get together. We'll be well supported here by the BWA High Performance Program. I'm sure of that with Andy Kyle and Kurt Russell. And we'll definitely do a lot of prep together and be ready to go. And as Chloe said, you know, we know how to get ready for tournament baseball. You know, it's a little bit challenging with a few unknown dates and balancing full-time jobs and that type of thing. And, you know, optimising annual leave, making sure that we've got the finances to be able to do all the prep that we can do as well. So that little bit of a challenge in that regard. But you know, as Chloe said, we know how to prep ourselves for tournament baseball and we'll be well supported here.
It's been at fever pitch in LA. The World Series in the MLB that's just been was incredible, going to Game 7. And it felt like baseball was at an all-time high with its popularity given how much talk was around that series and the excitement around that. One, are you shocked that they haven't had a league? Because originally back in the 40s and 50s, the back end of World War II and post that time, it was really popular when it first came. And the popularity dipped a little, but they moved away from it so quickly really in the end. Are you surprised that it's taken them this long to have a go and get something up and running, especially given the success of other women's sport, not just in recent years, but probably over the last 20 to 30 years?
Yeah, I think definitely it does feel like baseball is a little bit behind the curve in that regard. It's been so cool to see the progression of other sports. Cricket in Australia is a prime example of really good funding and really good strategy behind that funding, which is why we're seeing our Australian women's team do so well at the moment. The grassroots are phenomenal. The pathways are phenomenal. And I really hope that baseball definitely gets there one day. And this is a great first step forward. I know as a league, we have a big responsibility now to put on a good showing and put our best foot forward to show the world that, you know, baseball is a great sport. I truly believe we do have a big responsibility as the inaugural draft class to put on a good showing and really show the world that this investment is worth it and to help the next generation who's coming through.
Do you feel extra responsibility, Elodie? You're at different, I guess, stages of your baseball career and you've still got plenty of years left playing baseball. But do you feel the responsibility, as you mentioned, to someone like Chloe to be like, hey, if we can make this really successful, I know Chloe's part of the league as well, but it's Chloe's age group and below that we're hoping for the rest of time will be able to benefit from this. So do you look across it to the younger players who are heading over from Australia and think, you know what, I really hope that I get a few years out of this, but they get a lifetime out of this?
Yeah, definitely. I think I look at the players who have kind of come just before me and, you know, have just missed this boat that little bit and have had phenomenal careers for Australia. And I really want to put my best foot forward for them because, you know, growing up, I played with a lot of those players that self-funded their World Cup trips and self-funded their nationals year after year and made a big financial and personal commitment to play baseball at the highest level. And I know they did it for that next generation, which is now me. So I definitely feel a big responsibility. And I think I have a great opportunity to try and set a really good example. And as I said, I'm really passionate about females being involved in sport because life beyond sport is what the goal is. And sport really helps us in all those aspects so that we can be successful for the rest of our lives. And so for me, it's a great opportunity to help set a really good platform, set a good standard so that future generations can benefit from another sporting pathway if that's what they choose.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity and not just for you two, but for everyone else involved, but then for, I guess, other women and young girls who are looking up to what they could become. As the old saying is, you can't be what you can't see. And this is another example of being able to show girls coming through that want to play baseball. And I know there's softball pathways, you know, around the world, and that's kind of been probably the forefront of this style. I know they're different sports, but that's been the one that people have had to pivot to more so than baseball. So it's exciting that this can be a future. I asked at the top, you've seen A League of Their Own. Of course you have. It's a very, very famous, but it's a great movie. Had you seen it, Chloe?
I might have watched it like once or something. Yeah, I haven't seen it as much as I should have, but
you'll have to watch it again and figure out which characters that you match up with, because it's you're in your own movie now. Like, this is the commonly in the US, people are calling this, you know, it's a league of their own. Kind of, again, it's finally happening given it's been so long. So it's really exciting, and I really appreciate you coming in and having a chat to me about it. Who's going to win?
LA, for sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
We're split. New York.
Yes, for sure, New York, yeah.
Well, you got a 50% chance, I guess, in the O'Sullivan family of having success. You got two teams with your sister joining Chloe at New York. So it's going to be very, very fun, and it's going to be great to see all the Australian women who are heading over there to represent their states, their cities, their towns, and, of course, our great country and the sports and the athletes who are here in Australia. So good luck, and appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thanks
for
having us.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.